This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father John Abraham, known to many of us as Ted Yetchin. Yetchin was just ordained to the Holy Priesthood last month in Dallas and recently appointed as the first vicar of St. James Orthodox Mission Church of Dallas. At this time, we invite Yetchin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Let us pray. Baruchmore, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. If you have your Bibles handy, please turn to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 12, verses 44 following. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 12, verses 44 following. And Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." This is a very poignant passage in the Bible because it explains quite a great deal about the nature of Christ and about who he is. Imagine a small child who was born very recently. And imagine standing inside of the house and looking out the window with this child. And maybe as this child gets a little older, before the child is actually able to step out of the house, the child will stare at the window and see light coming from the window. And perhaps the child may not understand what's happening beyond the window. There's a great big world out there beyond that window that the child has no idea what it's like. In the time of Christ, when the people saw him, all they saw was a man. All they saw was the son of Mary and Joseph. They saw the son of a carpenter. And yet, the son of this carpenter boldly walked around and preached. And he preached against those who were considered the leaders and the spiritual authorities of the time. And if you really kind of look through the eyes of the people at that time, their confusion and even their anger towards him might even seem understandable. Who is this young man walking around preaching against us? Who is this young man? What authority does he have? He's just some young person. He's just a regular guy, the son of a carpenter. And yet, listen to the way that he speaks about us. Listen to the way that he speaks to us. They couldn't see past who Christ was on the outside. All they saw was his physical appearance of a young man. And it's just like a small infant looking at a window. This infant has no realization of what's beyond the window and only sees this window. The same way these people saw Christ, and they had no realization on who he really was and what this mystery was. He was a walking mystery. He was a walking mystery in that when you look at him, when you see him in physical form, he would only appear to be a regular man. But in actuality, he was the God-man. He was the living embodiment of the unified nature of divine and human. A walking mystery. The same mystery that we experience during every divine liturgy. How ordinary items like bread and wine can become transformed into the body and blood of Christ. Though in appearance may not seem much more than that, but in actuality, the depth and the mystery that is within them goes deeper than we can comprehend. And in the same way, when the apostles themselves looked at Christ, the mystery of who he was went much deeper than they could comprehend. And even the gospel writers are very key to say that the apostles themselves did not realize these truths until after he had risen from the dead. So imagine even his own apostles who are with him day by day, witnessing the miracles, listening to him preach, seeing the things that he does, still don't get it. They still don't understand. They're like the child who's staring at a window and doesn't realize that beyond that window, there's much more. How great is the life of the person who's able to actually go and explore beyond what that window is? When you look at the life of a child, many of us, maybe in our own daily frustrations, might say, oh, babies have it so easy. They get to lie around. All they do is they sleep, they eat, they poop. What else do they do? And we look at our daily struggles and our lives, we wonder, wouldn't it be so much nicer to have that kind of a life? But then look at the lives that we do have. Look at the experiences that we're able to have. We get to go beyond that window. We get to go out that door. We get to experience the world. We get to feel the sun, the grass. We get to see the birds and hear their songs. All of God's creation is now open to us because we're able to step outside. And the same way, when we participate in this great mystery that is the divine liturgy, we are participating in something that is greater and something that is much deeper than just the mere bread and wine that it appears to be. Many people don't realize, many of us don't realize what we see. Many of us are closed off to this life that is lived in Christ because many of us are just happy looking through our little window. Some of us have the blinds closed where we don't even realize there's a world beyond what we see. Some of us have the blinds a little open so we can see something happening, but we can't exactly participate. I say we need to be the ones who don't only have the blinds open, but have that door open where they can actually go through and participate in that life, in that mystery that is Christ. When we participate in that mystery, we engage in a deeper truth, a truth that has only been revealed to us through the eyes of the apostles and the Holy Fathers, as they understood it after Christ had risen from the dead. Our lives here in this world are just like the child who only sees the window. we need to be aware and we need to realize that beyond that window is another life. And beyond this life that we live now is a greater life, a life with greater experiences, a life where we get to delve deeper and deeper into the truth that is our Lord. But if we close ourselves off to that sort of life, we close ourselves off to a much greater experience. Where is our focus? When we look at the window, do we only see the window? When we look, do we see what's beyond it? Do we see what's out there? And do we yearn for what's out there? I say begin today and pray. The Lord sends His Spirit upon us to open up our minds and our hearts to yearn for that life that is deeper than what we see, that is out there, that is bigger, that is vast, and a truth that is so deep that its depths cannot be perceived by us mere mortals. Yearn for the life that is outside of that window, that is beyond what our mere eyes can see. Pray that the Holy Spirit opens up our hearts and our minds to yearn for such great things. Because it's when we yearn for such great things that we live in that existence with Christ beyond what we see in this world. All praise and thanksgiving be to the Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for His living words to us. Unto His Father who sent Him for our salvation, and to His living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.